You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Okay, now, just before we start, Don, you're late again. Why have we had to wait for you to arrive at the studio?
Would you like me to do lines after class?
Excuse me?
Lines.
Do what?
Lines. Didn't you have to do that at school?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah, 100 lines. I shall not be late.
So
I shall not be late.
So you're half an hour late. So what? You want us just to sit here?
Yeah, you can.
Is this a power play or something? Is this?
What?
Are you trying to exert your influence over us? Are you? Why don't you turn up on time? I presume you get up at 5:30 to come from your caravan down in the Mornington Peninsula. So why have we had
to
wait?
Is this how we're starting off generally?
Well, I'm asking,
or are we doing sport? What are we doing?
Are we doing sport?
What do we always start with?
I would not have a clue.
Are
what
you serious?
Start. No, I've got
episode 92.
92, have we?
Mm.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I want to know why you can't get here on time.
We went over 4 million listeners last week.
Why can't you get here on time?
Oh, God.
Well, come on, tell me.
There's a thing called traffic. Where do you come from? 5 minutes down the road.
Not even.
Not even 5 minutes.
Wouldn't be.
Well, how about you ring in? And so we've been sitting here waiting because we've
got
a
guest. Well, it's not much good ringing in to you. There's no conversation.
Oh,
worried as if you two would be worried about my welfare.
Don't project.
Please.
So three things before we start. We've had unprecedented demand for the jocks. The jock, you know, the underwear.
Is it true?
Unprecedented.
No.
What do you mean no? No. You'd know that, would you?
Well, I told you they were good jock. I told you years ago they were good.
The rocket is querulous. What?
You couldn't shift them a couple of years ago.
I'm not saying I'm shifting them now. I've said we've had unprecedented demand from our listeners.
So he really wants you here early so you can lick some stamps for him, Don.
Yeah, I don't mind. I told you they were good. You should have got someone market.
I know
I lined an agent up for you to do. I don't understand why they didn't sell. They are the best.
They didn't sell because no one. We haven't tried to sell them.
Why didn't you try and sell them?
Because the woman who was going to market them
passed away. Well, why couldn't you get off your butt and go out and sell them?
Well, where?
Well, you sell them at retail stores, menswear shops. You could probably hit some chain.
Well, that's not my forte.
You sold hair products. You were a very good salesman for hair products.
Yeah, because we used to go to hairdressing salons.
That's right.
We've had unprecedented...
So you're getting out of your comfort zone to become a salesman.
Secondly...
Or you wouldn't lower yourself.
Shut up, Don. Secondly...
You two would be a good salesman, by the way. How did you go last week in your meeting?
I cannot sell.
That How did you go last week in your meeting?
What meeting?
You guys had a meeting last week.
With a solicitor, Don.
Oh, did you... Did Lord Fauntleroy? Oh, jeez. Did Eli?
I should have gone.
He lined them up.
Steady,
oh,
Don. Steady.
It was embarrassing.
Don.
I was looking for the table.
Don, don't talk about private business.
Well, he brought it up.
Well, you say we're not talking about private business on air, all right?
I think you guys would be great salesmen.
Do you have to be told that? Just say we don't want to speak about a private thing on this forum, Don. Just say that. Don't have to tumble in like you do every day with your
eyes. We're here talking.
All right.
Just one minute.
I want to ask you a quick question.
I want Mick out.
That's what I was going to ask.
So go ahead, Rocket.
I was going to say, what a response.
Unprecedented
I've
response.
I've been getting stopped in the street about it by people I didn't even know listen to
I
it.
I was going to ask you boys off air what reception we got. I wasn't
Why
going
off air?
Because there's some things you talk about off the record and whatever else off air. I don't see any... Where do we get any...
I was getting stopped in the street by people who I didn't even know knew that I was involved in this, saying
what
that was amazing.
What, are you well known around Melbourne?
No, not at all. That's the whole point.
Why would they stop you in the street?
I had a couple of people say to me, mate, that was unbelievable, that Mick Gatto interview. It really was. What about when he talked about the gurgling and the shaking and...
Oh, come on, please.
Don... Here's another thing I want to speak to you about on air. I'm sorry, I should do it off air, but I'm doing it on air. You're so vague. When we speak about topics, you say, oh, You never listen to what we speak about, and then you bring it up 5 minutes later and said, oh, what about this? I said, we've just spoken about it, Don. All you do is look at your notes.
I think I'm suffering from what Michael Sheen is.
What's that?
What is that?
This could be anything.
Dementia?
No, he's not.
Michael Sheen's suffering from dementia, is he?
Don't say stupid things. People will worry.
He's not. Suffering from dementia, Don. I tell you, you're as vague.
What is it? Short term memory loss.
You're as vague as a violet, Don. I'll speak about something, and then you'll say, "Oh, what about this?" I said, "We've just spoken about that, Don. You don't listen to what we speak about."
Like the Mustang.
Like the Mustang, my car out there.
Is
when
that your car?
Yeah, whose is that? I said, "You looked at it. You sat in it the other week."
Oh, did I? Have I actually sat in that car?
You've sat in it
a couple
out the
of times.
There, you've said it again. What about the stupidity of last week when you said, I was on the phone and the police said, oh, I got booked. I said, you're not allowed to speak on the phone in your car.
You didn't listen properly. I used it as a watch. All I did was clock and pick it up.
You're not allowed to touch your phone in the car.
There's so many contradictions. You can drink coffee in the car.
You can't.
You can't.
Yes, what did you call us?
No names.
You cannot...
What, coffee? You can drink coffee
You're
in the car.
You're not meant to drink coffee in the car.
Well, why did I had a conversation with a group of policemen at the BP down near my place. They went in, got coffees, and I said, boys, what's the difference between drinking coffees and having the mobile phone? And they agreed with me.
Oh, what, looking down, texting on a mobile phone as opposed to putting a takeaway cup up to your lips and drinking?
You've got to lift it up. It could be hot. It'll spill everywhere.
Speaking of the BP service station, I go into this BP service station.
You spend a lot of time at servos.
Yeah, filling my cars up with fuel.
In the boat.
I go into a BP service station, Don, and...
You think he towed his boat around on a trailer, Don?
Mm. Yeah.
I go into a BP.
He's Austin Tay, you know, he wants everyone to see him. That's why he drives these Mustangs and whatever else, and he wonders why people haven't got a life with no photography.
I go into a BP service station, and on the book rack, there's a bloke selling his books through service stations. Mal Walden. Now, Mal Walden, who used to read the news, great man, and... Mal's selling his books, obviously, through service stations because up on the newsstand, just a little frame there that the books are held in.
Could I ask a question? When can I ask a question?
A bit late for that.
Well, I'll give you a time frame, Don. Thank you can you. Ask them every 5-6 minutes. Well, what do you go on? Ask a question.
What would Mal Walden be writing about? What are his books about? There's obviously a number of books.
This is the problem.
He was clearly about to go there.
You are a tripper. You are the most ridiculous. What the fuck is? I said there's a man selling his books through the service station, Mal Walden. And I was about to tell you what they are, and you say, "What books would he be selling there?" What? That's my point, Don. You are away with the fairies.
If you were very clear and concise, I wouldn't be asking these questions. You are not.
I haven't. Mate, I've got to set it up. I said I'm in the service station and in the framed container where the books are held. Mal Walden is obviously selling his books. One of them I looked at, he's got three of them. It starts off, The Newsman. Well, that's good, The Newsman by Mal Walden. You'd think, wow, this is good. All these news stories that he said. So then he just... dipped a toe in the water, obviously, and the editors and the people running the book.
That was a top seller, obviously.
I'm not sure if it was a top seller.
Well,
but then
he's got two more to follow, so yes. He's got follow-ups.
Well, they're beside one another. The next one is, and he's got a little bit more daring, it says, Mal Walden's Crazy Aussie Crims. Crazy Aussie Crims. Crims.
I understand. Is he...
And they're all released at the same time,
Hang on, Don. What's this question you're going to ask now? Crims.
Is he... he wasn't a criminal. Well, he may have been.
He wasn't a criminal, wasn't he?
No, criminal reporter. I thought he was started as an announcer on 3DB and then moved to Channel 10.
Reading it. Well, you'd have to buy the fucking books. I don't know
swear.
Why... Well, you'd have to buy the books.
Well, okay.
And so then... I turn the, it's on a swivel, you turn the book, and on the other side...
He's prolific.
He's prolific. He's got his latest book, Don, and I thought, holy shit, Mal's really jumping into the deep end now. It's got
Don't what?
Don't piss in my pocket and tell me it's raining.
What? No.
That is his latest book.
No, come on.
Don, Mel. Don, do you want to see it? Don't piss in my pocket and
you
tell me it's raining. I'm just going to get it up just to show you that I don't make it up. Don't piss in my pocket and tell me it's raining. Where is it? Don't piss in my pocket and tell me. Mal Walden, here we are. Don't piss in my pocket and tell me it's raining. Jesus. So I'm sorry, Don. I'm trying to find it. Have you found it?
No, what would I find it? What do you mean?
Oh, here it is. What's this say, Don?
I wish you were prepared.
This is ridiculous, isn't it?
What does say? Don, there it is. What's it say? Read it out. That's Mal Walden's latest book.
That's not Mal Walden.
Isn't it?
Come on. That is not Mal Walden.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It's an early picture of him. Have a look.
Mal Walden has red hair and he's got a different profile.
It's a black and white photo. How can you tell?
Dark hair. That is not Mal Walden.
Give us a look. It's Mal Walden. And the name says Mal Walden.
Don.
It is.
Oh my God.
He's been in court in a rainstorm.
Seriously. Oops, Don, please. It's got Mal Walden. It's got a photo of him, and you say it's not Mal Walden.
Well, just a quick
read out the
it.
Title of the book.
Don't piss in my pocket and tell me it's raining.
And we're waiting for the sequel to come out. He's currently penning the sequel. It's called Don't Shit in My Pool and Tell Me It's a Pollywaffle. That'll be out on the stands before Mother's Day.
Talking about reporters,
nothing,
when
Don,
we
did
went,
you pay attention.
I've just let that go
it's
through. I wasn't going to give it any credit by laughing at you.
Neighbourhood crime.
talking about crime writers, did you, when we went visiting our solicitors last week, did you look down Bourke Street and see a photo or a sign up on a high up on a building, John Sylvester? His face was, or his,
it was on the Age Building.
Is that the Age Building? Well, I never go to town. I'm coming down Bourke Street from the solicitors. And here's John Sylvester's dial up on the top of the building.
Yeah.
How long's it been up there?
It's a digital one. So
give me my phone back. So what are you mentioning that for?
He's doing podcasts.
Yeah. We're doing one here now, Don.
You're in the middle of one.
Yeah. So that's a person of interest.
Hey, John Sylvester.
See, this is what I mean, Don. You are just so away with the
fairies.
Well,
I'm talking about John. My mind tracks.
We spoke about people of interest. Mal Walden is just bought. He's just gone a little bit. He's got edgier and edgier, Mal, and he's selling his books through the service stations. And then I said, there's another person of interest, which The Rocket alerted me to. There's a bloke called Troy West. And he is, do you know who
yeah,
Troy?
No, that's Roy's son.
Yeah, it is.
Did you play with Roy? Is it
Kaji Greaves' son?
No, Roy West, fullback Geelong.
He's right.
Kaji Greaves? It said he was his son.
No, it didn't. It said Roy.
Kaji Greaves. He was wasn't he the Brownlow? No, that was Charles Brownlow.
Charles Brownlow was the Brownlow medalist, yeah. I thought, anyhow, Troy West is the late Roy West's son.
Oh, he passed away.
Yeah, and he's called his persona is Catman. He dresses up in a cat's suit, and this is what
scary looking too, by the way.
This is what Troy says. I need to take control because he's been ripped a new one on the trolls have got onto him on the social media because he's gone into a decline. He's got a little bit of depression because he's been torn asunder by people dagging him
on the social media.
Would you reckon he's setting himself up? He says, I need to take control of the Catman persona that I've worked hard to create. I am an openly gay, confident, loud, abrasive, energetic, creative, colourful and popular person, and that sometimes isn't what some of the sections of community like, he wrote. With fame within the AFL community, there are drawbacks, he says. He's become a star in his own bedroom.
Lunchbox.
My point is, he has gone into a decline because people are belting him. How about he just doesn't read? If he wants...
What's the gay bit got to do with it? How does anyone know he's gay?
Well, he said he's gay.
Yeah, but why does he say that? What difference does that make?
Well, this is my point. My point is that Don, he is out there trying to make a persona for himself and then gets all upset because people have a go at him and say he's a... I presume they say you're a fuckwit and all that sort of stuff. I'm not saying that, but that's what people... And he's gone into a decline. Why would you actually set yourself up and then read everything that people say about you?
But he's just... Isn't that part and parcel of society now? I'm not on, what is it called, social media. But you set yourself up to be lampooned on social
of
media.
Of course, and then, but why get lampooned?
So no, just, you say, I just couldn't be bothered. Why would you?
Well, but then if you're going to read what people say about you, who cares what people say about you?
Yeah, but that's for you to say, but there are others that are a little bit more fragile. Well, but why should they put them... That's right, and I was just going to go on and say, if you're fragile, don't read them and don't go on it.
It's easy to say. I used to say that to the talent.
What talent?
When I was at Fox, I used to say to them, don't read the blogs.
But why go on the blogs? Why didn't you ban them?
How can I ban? I can't ban what they're doing at home. Some people are just like that. They can't help but read it. But I'm with you. I used to say to them, well, just don't read it.
But don't you put your profile up or something? You create an account?
You don't need to have an account to read the blogs. You can read what people are saying.
But Don, would you mind if someone, if you put something on the social media, Don, you're listening?
Yeah, go on.
And someone bagged you, could you care less what people say about you?
Well, I think if it was consistent and I was reading it, yes, it would take a toll on you, I think.
Would it?
I don't know. I'm just.
I tell you, I don't know anyone that gets more belted than me. I'm not trying to.
But you. Not trying to get them. Yeah, but you get off on it.
You do. You really
get
do.
Off on it.
Yes, get off on it. Do you know what that means? Get off on it. You'd excited by it. He gets excited by it.
What, get aroused, Don? No, get a half
you get
of fat.
Excited.
Just the back half.
No, you can't. We've been left there and done that.
I can get half a fat, Don? What are you talking about? You stupid man. What do you mean? I can get aroused if I wish.
Talking about social...
I don't get off on it, but I read it and I think, how pathetic are these insignificant, irrelevant people belting me? I get quite enjoyment out of reading it.
Okay, well, you're different.
Could you care less what people say about you?
Well, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
So if I call you a numbskull...
Oh, coming from you, it doesn't worry me.
Well, who's it coming from? Who?
Oh, that things like that don't worry me.
Well, who does worry you when
nothing really.
No, well, that's what I said. Does it worry you?
No, I could just...
Well, you misspoke, did you?
Well...
So Mick Gatto's... The Mick Gatto interview was... We've had more reaction to that because it was extraordinary. People I haven't heard from for a long time. Mark Robbie?
He's been on here a couple of times, Mark Robertson.
What, Don?
Mark Robertson, the journalist from the...
Robinson.
Yes. From the Herald Sun.
Yes.
He's been here twice.
Yeah, what's your point?
What's your point?
So what do you mean you haven't heard from me for ages?
When was the last time he was in, Don?
When was the last time Robbie was in?
I don't know. Was it
six months?
After the last grand final.
Righto. Well, I haven't heard from Robbie.
What, is he supposed to ring you each week and check in?
Oh, Don, you're paying attention to... This is my point about you, man. You're not following the thread. I said, I haven't heard from Robbie for a long time, 6 months, and he rang and he said, that was extraordinary, that interview with Mick Gatto. And so did several other people I haven't heard from for a long time. They said it was riveting. They could have listened for another hour, Don. Don.
Yeah, okay, I said at the time it felt like 5 minutes, the interview. I told you that after the interview. I rang you and praised you.
Yeah.
Okay, and what did I say? What else do you want?
Well, I tell you, I asked him about his...
you want positive reinforcement all the time.
I do.
I'm sure we covered this 20 minutes ago.
What?
I wasn't here.
Well, I was about to say that we asked him about his son and then you just jumped onto then you just jumped on to boxing again, Don. That was the perfect time to wind the interview up, and you went on to boxing after that. Mick was had enough of boxing. He was just pretty emotional about the demise of his son, and then you just went on to boxing again, and I thought, holy shit, Don, you're not... Yep.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Don.
Change the subject. I pick up a thread that we mentioned earlier about Instagram or whatever, these tweets, modern technology.
Yes, Don.
Are you boys getting a lot of spam, or I'm getting a lot of phone calls from numbers that I don't... What? Are you getting that now?
Yeah. I got hacked the other week.
What do you mean?
I got a... this is how stupid I am. I ordered a part for a tool that was had to come from Japan, Amazon, right? Shut up.
Amazon.
Right. So I ordered it. Okay, all good. And then the next day I get an email saying it's on its way. Okay, fine. You beauty. Then the next day after that, I get a text from Australia Post saying, oh, your parcel's here, but...
I got that one too.
Well, because I'd ordered something, I thought it was real. And I stupidly was in the middle of something. I thought, oh, that's annoying, but I'll just pay it because I need it.
Yeah, right.
I paid it. And then about 30 seconds later, the bank rings me and says, what did you just do? Yeah. I go, what do you mean? And they said, mate, someone just tried to empty your bank accounts. They got all of my details just and I got hacked.
I got that one about the...
I had to change everything. I've had to change all my cards, all my direct debits, everything. It's been
you haven't been hacked on, have you?
Well, no, because I got that one about the parcel.
Stupidly.
I got the parcel one. I got one from Amazon, so... It came up with Hill End, you know, New South Wales, and I thought, oh, this is a horse person because it's in the country. So I pick it up, and the person says, oh, something about my Amazon account. If you wish to, it was a pre-recorded thing.
Oh.
If you don't ring back or something, we're going to charge your account with, you know, an Amazon fee from Amazon. Will you shut up? And so I rang, and I got a foreign gentleman on the phone.
A foreign gentleman?
Yes. Well, what do you want me to say?
A wog.
Oh, don't.
No, well,
I'm allowed to say.
No, that's
I'm half wog.
A wog is from Italy. It wasn't from Italy. It was from Asia. Anyway, as soon as I said something, he slammed the phone down. Now, it had Hill End. I Googled Hill End, New South Wales. That's what came up when the number came up. How can they get, you know, when the number comes up on your phone, Hill End, New South Wales, and I Google it. It's a small town in New South Wales, Hill End. But how can they put that on the phone?
I don't know.
But Don, you know, may I ask a question, Don? Have you had your bank accounts emptied? Is there anything in them for a start?
Yeah, there is. Of course, there is.
All right. Well, that's handy to know.
I've been saving up to pay
that's
you
handy
back.
To know. So you're sure you haven't? You're
geez,
sure
I
you
find
haven't
a bit there.
So you're hey, sure you
we've
haven't?
We've got to do a reconciliation
now,
too.
Don. I'm still
on
so
air.
You talk about being
still
hacked
on air. What do you?
Well,
on?
I've got to pay a third.
don't do it on air.
And we've got these.
So shut up, Don. No, I'm telling you to shut up now. Now, you talk about being hacked. I'm on a first name basis. I'm sending money over to a bloke in Uzbekistan at the minute.
You're sending money.
Yeah, he rang and he said, "Do you want to invest in not a peanut farm? What are those? Olive. Do you want to
an olive? Uzbekistan.
Yes. He rang and he said, "This is not a scam." He said, "I'm going over to Uzbekistan to meet the olive farmer over there. I've sent him money." So, just shows you they can be legit.
You're an idiot.
But tell me, I'm getting there. How do they get, number one, how do they get my telephone number?
Because they're smart. They're just
professional
just crooks.
It, this is what happened. So I think they just send it out to random numbers. And if someone's stupid enough like I was to be busy and just go, oh, whatever. And when you hit, you know when you hit your fingerprint on your phone?
Hit your fingerprint?
Well, when you go to fill it in, it auto-fills. So they've now got my name, my phone number, my address. They've got everything. So now I'm getting phone calls like you wouldn't believe. Like I'm suddenly popular again. And my phone
popular? You haven't been popular.
I haven't been popular
since
for a while.
Since when?
A few years.
Why? Haven't you been?
No, I'm just saying because I retired. My phone doesn't ring anymore.
No, I've retired. I've become more popular since I've retired.
Hang on, I want to ask another question because
so now I've given them everything. They've got every detail imaginable because my phone auto filled it and I hit send.
Rocket, let Don ask another question. These would be good. No, these are the
okay. Can you tell me how they're getting my email address? I'm getting stuff
Because they hack you.
When you buy other things, though, people...
I do not buy anything.
Well, when you put your details, those people sell it to marketing companies. They sell your details to marketing
but
companies.
But I only...
Well,
I receive emails. I reply to an email.
Well, there
that
you
is
are.
The so only thing
porn
I do.
Sites you're on.
What?
The porn sites you're on.
Porns?
Yeah.
Porn sites?
Yeah, you know.
Scoop-On. Who's Scoop-On?
Scoop-On. That's no. That is a no, serious
luxury
porn
Luxury Tours,
site.
Webjet or something. I
that's
get
right.
All,
when you, re- when you reply to the equestrian... organization you belong to or the show jumping, they hack into that and they get your personal details. They're professional crooks, Don. They know how to
oh,
do
I
it.
I do matrix through. Yeah. Okay.
Now, and now, big news about Big Bird.
Who?
We've had the, what's oh, the architect's name?
Architect Ed.
Architect Ed has, tells us that Big Bird, apparently Sesame Street is touring Adelaide and someone pinched Big Bird, the costume, a $180,000 costume that Big Bird goes round in, and they've given it back. And I'm not sure if Architect Ed was involved in it, is he?
I don't know, but he seems to know a bit about it.
Yeah. And
who was Architect? Is this the fellow that did
the panda enclosure, yeah.
Designed the toilets over in the stadium at Western Australia.
And yeah. The panda enclosure to get the panda
he
up and about.
He did the panda enclosure in Adelaide Zoo. I mean, oh, I cannot believe this. I cannot. He is talented.
Don.
He is talented.
Don,
we've been talking about this for 3 weeks,
we've spoken about the panda enclosure, trying to get the two pandas to root. And you, Don,
did he make it conducive for them to have sex?
You're not serious. We've spoken about this several times and you are sitting there telling me you can't remember that. You talk about Mike Sheehan. Don, your acuity, what?
I was going to say that. You're projecting on the mic, I think.
I just asked.
Your acuity is in question, Don. You're just not with it. So Big Bird, I can't read out they sent a ransom note, obviously a hoax, written by a very intelligent person pretending to write it in child's writing, saying all stuff. I can't read that out.
Oh, don't
worry. But anyhow, all is forgiven and the Big Bird costume has been returned. Now, I want to ask you this, Don.
It stands finally off the front page of the Adelaide Advertiser.
Yeah.
You on still?
What's or not done? Now, the Big still? Bird. No, Big Bird knocked him off. Mm.
Have you been...
Yes, go on, Don.
So
this has been on the front page for weeks. We talked about this weeks ago.
You reckon
we?
He's going to say, "Have you been cancelled?" Go on. Why do you think I was on the front page, Don? Not don't want to talk about me.
That
yeah, go on.
Drag queen fellow, the impersonator.
Yeah, that's right. Well done. Now, can I ask you this? You this, Rocket.
Well done.
This is serious. If you had engaged someone to build a road. That led into your garage, say, and they rang up and they said, "Look, the quote we gave you is it's coming in $300 over the quote we gave you." You'd say, "Oh, $300," and then they rang back and they said, "Look, it's actually not $300. Just stick with me, will you? It's not $300. It's $3,000." Then they said, "Look, it's actually $30,000. Actually, it's $300. Actually, it's $3 million. Actually, it's $3 billion over budget." That is the Metro Tunnel, which hasn't been started yet. Do you know they haven't started drilling the Metro Tunnel yet because they don't know where to put the contaminated soil? It's $3 billion over budget, and it's 3 years behind time. Can you believe a government organisation would enter into a contractual arrangement with anyone to run a $3 billion overrun and a three-year late starting?
$3 billion over what, though? What was the initial cost meant to be? What was the quote?
Well, it doesn't matter what
the
quote.
It's about $3
billion. So it's doubled.
It's doubled. And wow. They haven't even started drilling the tunnel yet. Do you know that? Do you understand that?
No, I'm taking this.
So if they haven't started,
can't
they say jam it?
I'm taking this in.
Well,
weren't they arguing with the developers over the
contaminated soil?
But who was going to pay for what going back 12 months?
Paying for the contaminated. So the Rocket says, can't they just. Well, the infrastructure, all the roads and all the feeder roads and arteries to make it happen are all being constructed, but they haven't started drilling. They haven't got the big moles under the ground drilling it because they don't know where to put the contaminated waste.
You said that 12 months ago about the site.
Yes.
At Bacchus Marsh. They've lined the pit or the old quarry, and that's where it was going.
So why wouldn't there be an inquiry or some hedgerow when you're $3 billion over?
We're in a state of emergency at the moment. Didn't you realise that? And it exists until November.
What's
the Labor government got through a state of emergency for Victoria. They got I think there was three independents, won them over. And so we're operating in a state of emergency. They can do what they like.
They do what they of course they're doing what they like, Don, but I'm, as a taxpayer, I presume you pay some tax, do you? Unless you get those cashies for you and Tony Jewell down on the farm that you're doing. Do you put any of those into the tax department? Right, I'll take it that you do. If your tax money is going to a $3 billion over budget run of a tunnel that hasn't even been started and it's 3 years late, do you think that's there's something going on?
Well, we've questioned that all the time, you know.
And here's another thing. Have you got anything to talk
about? I was just talking about infrastructure or roads. Did you see how they're trying to reduce the road limit? What is it, 100 on country roads? They want to bring the speed limit back to 80, they're proposing. Have you read that?
Yes, I see it a lot. It says new limit and it says down to 81.
No, I'm talking about instead of 100.
Yeah. Why?
On country roads, well, because of the accidents that are happening on country
roads.
What
accidents?
But do you think speed is a killer?
No.
You don't?
No.
I don't think so. I think the state of the roads and the vegetation that is beside the trees where people run off the road
and driving and drive into impaired into trees. With alcohol, drugs or tiredness.
And just if you stop to think about it, the implications, okay, they can bring it back to 80, but how long is it going to take you? It'll take you another, 20? So it's a four-hour trip, 20% of 4 hours.
It's a knee-jerk reaction.
It's going to take you longer to get to there. If transport, say a bloke's working 40 hours a week in his truck driving or delivery, he's got to work another, eight hours. Makes the goods more expensive and whatever else. By reducing the road...
For the 1% of people who unfortunately meet their fate on country roads for those three things that I said, either alcohol, drugs or tiredness, they nobble the entire community. We all pay the price from 100 down to 80. That's just the knee-jerk reaction. Why don't you bring the speed limit down to 60 or 40 and don't drive in the rain or don't drive at night and we'll have no deaths on the road?
Yeah, but the roads are not in good condition. That's why there was an accident on the way, a bus a couple of years ago on the way to Phillip Island. Gee, they fixed that road up pretty quickly, the Southwest Gippsland Highway, because of the state that it was in.
So the bus had an accident because of the state of the road.
And I think people might have been injured, killed.
Wouldn't be the bus driver, would it?
Well, they put it down to the state of the road. It's just shocking. Anyway, they fixed it up. And you look at the roads they do up, such as the back road down to Portsea. Why would they do that back road up on the way to Portsea? It wasn't in bad repair. They could waste it, or that's a waste of money. Why can't they fix up the country roads?
When you go up to your equestrian events.
To Mount Gambier.
Why do you reckon the back road to Portsea would have been fixed?
Exactly right, Rodney. That's exactly what you're on the bunny.
Did you read in the... I thought there was a headline and then I read on. It says, former footy star blindsided. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting thing. So I get it up to read it. And it says, have a listen to this. Why would you put this in the paper? A giant legal battle is looming between a footy heavyweight and a former AFL star. The complicated issue revolves around the alleged infringement of a patented idea and consequent dealings by a reputable brand. The former AFL star who wants to remain anonymous. What would you put that in the paper for if you can't mention who the star is? What is the point of that?
Or the brand or the product or the patent.
What is the point of putting that in the paper? And why can't you mention his name? Why does he remain anonymous when sometimes if you I do think something, you don't that. Remain anonymous, Don? Or
sometimes
I
think they're made up when they do that.
Well,
the
I'm
whole thing.
Do you
I'm
think they?
I'm saying that's made up. Unless you can tell me who the star is, that's made up. That is just a teaser.
Where did that appear?
That appeared in where did it appear in the What paper?
Confidential of the Herald Sun, I think.
Who wrote it?
That's what you asked me.
Yeah, I did. He says he's been dealing in good faith when the other party came knocking but was soon booted out of the frame when an agreement was reneged on at the 11th hour. What in the hell does that mean? And why put it in the paper if you can't mention who it is or what it is?
Now, yeah, you didn't happen to see an ad that just appeared. It was sent to me last night about sexual consent.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, the video?
About the milkshake.
The milkshake. The milkshake. Isn't that the most ridiculous? That is the most ridiculous thing I have seen.
And I
did. It's about sexual consent. She takes the milk or the froth of the milk and puts it on his face.
What does that make? What is that in a? And what am I trying to say? That's a.
An analogy for spoofing on someone.
Oh!
Well, isn't it? Is it not? Is it not?
Is oh, it? Please. Well, hang please. On. Please, you just try to attract headlines. You say some ridiculous things.
Rocket.
No, you do. Rocket. You're out of bounds.
Rocket. Rocket.
I don't know, but...
Excuse me. You don't know. You told me that off air.
Because
I said I didn't know what it meant.
I wondered, because the other one's about a taco.
A what?
Just a minute.
About a taco.
Just a minute, Don, before you criticise...
Hang on, Woo. I just saw the one about the milk bar. Are there others?
There's another one about a taco. And you know the expression, the...
No, I don't. Tell me.
The bearded taco. The bearded clam.
But the thing that amazed me, just back to the milkshake, the woman was the aggressor. Now, aren't women going through a period of moaning being...
They're trying to make the point to blokes to put them in their shoes.
They're trying to...
But aren't women complaining at the moment because of the lack of respect they're receiving from...
Yeah, so what they don't... I guess the intention was, as... poorly executed as it was to make the point to blokes about what women typically go through, excuse the lack me. Of respect that they cop. So they put them in their shoes.
Oh, so reverse psychology, do you think?
Not reverse, just...
Yeah. Very subtle.
You took exception to
my... I know
that
it is all that subtle, by the way.
No, the message, subtle, but it's not subtle on the in the video.
So, Don...
They've spent, apparently, millions on this campaign.
You took exception. Shut up.
This time.
Took exception to me saying...
Who would approve it?
Fucking Christ.
It was a government, Jesus, it was a government initiative.
This is where our money's going.
You took exception, Don, to me saying, isn't that meant to be when someone spoofs on someone's face? Tell me what the connotation of rubbing milkshake froth on a bloke's face is.
When they don't want it.
What is that?
I don't know. I did ask that question, whether that was a deliberate...
You did ask that?
Yeah, I did.
Because I said I had no idea what that was about, that ad, and you said that's what you thought it was.
I thought it was a...
So don't have a go at me, Don. That's what... That is meant to portray, I'm told.
No, it was a... I asked the question about whether it was... God, can you get me out of this trouble? I'm in a hole.
Well, then you brought up the thing about the taco, which I didn't understand either.
Yeah, okay, but you do now.
I think they had sexual connotations, Don. I wasn't being...
It was about consent. They're trying to do an educational program on consent, sexual consent for young people.
So they've taken it down now, apparently.
I don't know. I got the video last night.
Yes, they have. They've taken it down. So it's still on YouTube because someone's posted it. But it's no longer on this site. This is called the...
And how much did it cost to make?
18 million.
18 million.
18 million.
I think so, yeah.
18 million.
So I wasn't being deliberately offensive.
I felt sorry for the bloke, by the way, in the ad, didn't you?
I didn't worry about it. I just equity, I thought this is ridiculous. This is the worst ad I have seen.
And diversity. That's all it is.
I know. That's exactly right. I just flicked it off.
Go ahead, Don.
Chris, talking about all this stuff, did you watch Christine Holgate last week? Maybe it's old news.
Yeah, we spoke about it last week.
Did we?
Oh, my God. We spoke
about
Christine
Holgate. Well, I am suffering. I am suffering.
Don, I
sympathise and I appreciate the thing that Michael Sheen's going
through. Seriously, Don, I spoke
about... Mike Sheen's not going through anything. For all those people out there that might be worried about him, he's fine.
Christine, I'm not sure he's fine.
Listen to YouTube.
Christine Holgate, we spoke about last week, Don. We did say that, and we said a man in a similar position, he got the flick too, but he didn't start whinging like Christine did. Didn't we say that?
Yep.
Don? Could I ask you this question, Don? Here's a, just a theory, just a question for you, Don, and you, Rocket.
Oh, thanks.
The AZ, the AstraZeneca vaccine, is out now, and they say if you take it, what is a vaccine for? It's meant to protect you against disease and virus, isn't it? Is that what a vaccine's
immunized.
They say now, this is particularly in the States, they say if you've taken the AZ, the AstraZeneca vaccine, you still have to wear a mask, you still have to self-distance. Why, if you've got vaccinated but for COVID...
Because we knew it was 70%.
70% what?
It was 70% the protection rate, right? So there's still a 30% chance you'll get it. It's about trying to... you know, nullify the
so impact. If you've been vaccinated against something, you still have to take precautions.
Well, you're vaccinated against 70% of the chances of getting it. So for instance, there's a guy this morning, it was announced at the in the New Zealand airport, who'd been vaccinated with the other one, Pfizer.
Yep.
He's got it, and he's had both shots, he's been vaccinated, and he's had to go into quarantine. He's contracted it.
So it's a hoax.
It's not a hoax. But it just means that
what's it mean?
Had he not had the... Well, it means that probably of...
They just
don't. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. But
so if
they
the
don't know, do they?
It
reduces the chances of you getting it, okay? But in this case, this guy, one of those chances, he still did get it. So, and also, it reduced his ability to spread the virus too.
So the vaccine is not effective. Is that what we're saying?
In some instances.
So if you had...
Talking about that.
If you had a whole... If you had 100,000 people had been vaccinated against the COVID, would they be allowed to fill the MCG, 100,000 people go to the Anzac Day game between Essendon and... Who do they play?
Collingwood.
Essendon and Collingwood. Would 100,000 people who've been vaccinated be allowed to go to the football game, Don? They wouldn't, because the vaccine is non-effective.
It's not effective. It's just it was never 100% effective. We knew that. It was never 100%.
Well, hang on. This brings up another question. Who is liable for this? Is the pharmaceutical company liable or the Australian government liable if you have the vaccine and you pass it, you know, it has adverse effect?
Get a blood clot.
It. So it's called is it called industrial manslaughter?
I'll turn it up.
I'm asking the question. We saw it last year in COVID, how the Victorian government wouldn't answer the question in the old people's homes.
So what I heard what I couldn't understand is, you know the thing said
being serious about Pfizer providing a product that you take in good faith, or do we know, I'm going to get a jab, I could die, but I'll go along and do it.
That's my point, Don. What's the point of getting it if it's not effective?
Okay, so... This morning,
you've thought of an answer.
No. You know how last week we couldn't understand why if you were 49, you don't get it, and if you're 51, you do.
Yes.
Okay. So what it means, I heard a woman say this morning on the Today Show. So if it's wrong, blame them. Is that the reason why there's no less or greater chance of having a blood clot whether you're above or below 50, right? It's exactly the same. So if you go and have it, you're as much of a chance of getting a blood clot as I am, who's well under 50.
Yes.
The issue is, though, that if you're over 50 and you get COVID, you're a 1 in 11 chance of dying. So the odds are you're better off getting the jab than getting COVID. That's what it is. It's not based on the likelihood of getting a blood clot. It's based on what your chances, your survival rate is if you get COVID. So you need to protect yourself from it.
That is.
Don't you think it also?
Absolute nonsense.
1 in 11. If you get COVID and you're over 50, you're 1 in 11 chance of dying.
It also brings up the inadequacies of our politicians, doesn't it? Both state and federal. They couldn't run a brick shit house. If they could, they wouldn't be in Parliament.
If they could, they wouldn't be
in Parliament. They'd be in business making money. They'd get into Parliament because they
couldn't run a brick shit house, Don. That's a mixed metaphor.
No, it's just wrong.
Don.
And also on Corona, I watched a thing from India the other day. They've got it's unbelievable the amount of people going
down.
It was a bit scary, the
Bread
footage
TV.
Too.
Bread TV?
Bread TV. I watched that for a while.
Was this like Montevideo when you were going on a trip?
It was shocking footage, seeing people in agony, dying, with masks and whatever else. And it came to me, do you think India... England are suffering, America.
Europe.
America. Europe.
Yeah, that's
you
Europe.
Do you think they will band together and do and something what? About China?
Ah, well, this is where it started at Wuhan, and oh, this God. Is the whole political aspect of what Trump was on about. Now,
No, we don't get back to Trump. I'm just asking
get back
that
to Trump.
Because
that was what Trump was on about.
The way it's going through India, it's catastrophic.
Well, there was 260,000 new cases yesterday
in England, in India.
India.
But how many?
260,000.
Yeah, I mentioned last week there was 115,000 new poo-hooed that. Why can't I mention Trump? Every time I mention Trump, you say, oh, don't mention Trump.
Because it ends in a rant.
It doesn't. Trump was on about China and having them pay for releasing the virus onto the world. And every time I mention Trump, you say, oh, don't mention him. Why not?
Because you don't shut up about it.
I was saying he was taking action against
we
China.
We all know that, John. We all know that. But now, don't refer back to it. Let's live in the present.
Not? I was living in the present. You said, why doesn't people come down on China?
I just wonder whether there's going to be any retaliation by those particular countries.
Like the US.
What do you want them
to
do?
Well, India.
What do you want them to do?
Well, would there be trade sanctions?
Compensation.
The problem is we need them more than they need us.
Well, I think we should start and diversify.
It's an easy way out, Rocket. Sell your soul just because you stick to your principles. And that's what Trump was on about. He was making them pay until Biden got in and because he's corrupt. Now, did you hear this, Don? And you'd be interested in this, Rocket. A man set a world record for walking at once 57 dogs. He walked. Did you see that?
I saw it. Australian.
Australian. He set a world record of 57 dogs.
And he's a dog walker. Professional dog walker.
He's a professional dog walker. Mm-hmm. What do you immediately think of when you have 57 dogs you're walking?
Hope a cat doesn't run in front.
Well done.
What?
Lots of shit.
What happens when they all have a shit?
Well, I'd be worried about a cat running in front of them and they all take off chasing the cat and me
and rip his arms out.
Well, they'd drag him along the ground, wouldn't
they? What happens if they all have a crap? He'll spend the rest of his life picking poop up in big bags and then dropping it in rubbish bins where the council have to come and what?
I'm trying to tell you to move on.
Okay. Well, you don't put your nose. What?
Oh, yeah, that's
what
right.
What's he doing?
So, Don, give me your opinion about this. I can't tell you what he did then. But
why not?
This is because it reminded me of what I meant to say. That's what he did. You'll understand when I mention. So a man has now been criticised, or a company has been criticised for putting on the market some memorabilia concerned with Hitler. He's
a military memorabilia specialist. Let's just get that straight. It's not just some random eBay.
No,
he has a proper signature of
Hitler's, and I'm not sure if he has a letter, but he has some.
A goblet.
He has memorabilia that has been genuinely traced back to and given the certificate of verification of that it's belonging to Hitler and his signature.
And it's the spoon of his doll. What's her name?
Eva Braun.
Yeah.
His doll.
Spoon?
The spoon. No, not, yes, a spoon that she eats with, Don. I'm not sure how they would quantify the fact that she held it, but so anyhow, it's been up for auction.
Well, I think it had blood on it. I think it was the one when she was...
Excuse me.
When she was brown breaded.
She was what?
When she apple pied.
I don't understand. Yeah. If I didn't get why the milkshake thing was obscene, I don't know. I don't get that.
I think she was holding it when she died.
This is talk from Braybrook.
Hmm?
This is talk from Braybrook. It's Braybrook slang.
Anyway, so yes, this Don? Bloke... Keep going, Sam.
So this bloke has now been criticised by the Jewish community for selling or putting up for sale or auction Hitler memorabilia. And I'm not sure, where do you draw the line between what is reasonable to put as an auction item if you collect signatures, or where do you start and end there? Would it be all right to sell wreckage from 9/11, or would it be all right to get Emperor Hirohito's signature, who was the Japanese person who waged war against America, or Robert Oppenheimer, who invented the atomic bomb, or Bill Clinton, who is a...
That's not military.
Excuse me.
Bill Clinton, who is a sexual predator.
Haven't they restored Auschwitz?
Yep.
Restored?
So restored it, or it's still there as a reminder?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't, if you're complaining about selling memorabilia, Hitler's memorabilia, wouldn't you do something about Auschwitz?
The Auschwitz thing is, though, is a reminder.
Yes.
It's a shrine, if you like, to the people that
passed away. I've been to Dachau in Munich. Have you ever been to Dachau?
Is it still?
Absolutely.
And it's still there, the building.
Very big tourist attraction not for the salacious reason, but for the reason the rocket says, is that a reminder of just what humanity has done in the past. So why is it off limits to sell any memorabilia concerned with Hitler? This is not anti-Semitic.
It's just the argument you put forward, isn't it?
Well, it is. So where do you draw the line is my point about collecting signatures or memorabilia from who? Stalin or... Colonel Gaddafi, who brought down the jumbo jet that killed 250 people.
Well, it means that you can't collect military memorabilia anymore because there's always somebody who thinks that person was the enemy.
Well, I think where do you draw the line? I mean,
so we think it's legitimate if you're a collector of famous or infamous memorabilia. We think it's legitimate that Hitler would be in the portfolio.
There's a house in my street.
Yes, I've
that
seen
has.
It.
A brick pattern in the chimneys that looks like a swastika.
Looks like or is?
Well, it is.
Well, it is a swastika.
It's a swastika.
Really?
But it was...
Was it built?
The house was built before the Second World War.
Oh, wow.
But do you think they should have to cover them up?
No. If it was done before then.
But it's still offensive, isn't it, that
pattern? Well, yeah, but hang on. No, I wouldn't touch it. Because it was done prior to it becoming popular, that trademark.
It gets a lot of attention, let me tell you.
The house does.
Yeah, people point at it all the time. I think they get offended by the swastika. Should cover it up.
Okay.
What do you guys think about the Victorian political scene? It's gone quiet, hasn't it? Do you think has there been a deliberate act by Daniel Andrews that other people... Well, I see James Molino's talking a little bit, but he's got a far better presence than Dan Andrews.
No, because they're now behaving in a normal manner, whereas he, old mate, used to love getting in front of the camera every day.
Wow, did he? What? Every day. It's a relief, isn't it, not seeing him?
And he's out of action now till June. It's been extended.
Do you think they've been instructed to go quiet until I come back?
Well, I think it might be a reflection of how much he runs the place, and if it doesn't come from him, it doesn't come out at all.
What do
he
you think?
He controls all information.
Now we're finally...
What's home? It works for him now too. Brendan O'Donoghue, remember Channel 7?
There's no O.
It's just Brendan Donoghue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now Don,
he works finally. In the media department. He left 7 to work there.
Finally, Don, what do you think about this? Now it's becoming almost government, being implemented by the government for diversity, inclusion and equity, that when you announce yourself, you say, my name is so-and-so, and my pronouns, if you're a woman, are she and her. Or if you're a man, you say, my name is Don Scott, my pronouns are him and he. You have to now announce to the people you are introducing yourself to that these are your pronouns.
Where is this? Where does this happen?
This is in government circles. They're starting to bring this in. No, I don't look like that. That's what I looked. And they're now starting to say that it is not correct and almost illegal. They haven't said it's illegal, but it's not. You're not allowed to now say an unmanned drone. It's manned. Unmanned drone is now gender-based. You can't have a mistress. You can't have an airman. You can't have an illegal alien. They're all softening down the language.
What's wrong with alien?
They said in America that they said you're not allowed to call people who come across the border illegal aliens, although it is a legitimate official government term.
Why? Because the people from Mars will jack up?
No, it's an illegal alien is out over there. You've got to say it's an unaccompanied migrant or something.
And then that'll become a weaponized word, and you won't be able to use that.
And so here's, if you control the language, Don, you just win the argument. That's what they're saying, and it's just a joke. And we are copying, well, I'm not copying it, and most people aren't copying it, but they just keep going and going and going until you submit to the way they want you to speak.
If you were to say something like you were just saying, you've said this is what they're going to say, what happens to you if you happen to say what is you're not allowed to say nowadays?
Well, if you are after government contracts or after government business, you will be ostracised unless you speak the way they want you to speak. This is an infringement on free speech, and you addressing people not discourteously, but if you have to say that your pronoun is he and him, you, when you announce yourself. That's what they're asking you to do, so that you don't offend people.
Surely you only do that if it's not the case. Surely, what percentage of people don't go by the traditional pronouns now?
That is the very
so we
good.
We all have to announce ourselves because they're that, point something
that
or other
is
percent.
What they're saying. I know you think I make most.
It's
of
just
the stuff
all about
up.
Trying to trip people over.
But you said what percentage? There'd be 1% in the world, not even 1%. But the 1% now are calling the shots. I said, if you control the language, you control the argument. And they're saying, they're asking everyone on this planet to gather behind the 1% who insist on equity, inclusion and diversity for just the most spurious and stupid reasons, that you have to say your pronoun is he and him. And they're asking you to do that so that you don't offend the 1% of 1% of people who don't put themselves in that category.
Won't take off, John.
Won't take off?
No. Take off.
1% of 1%. It won't take off in the general public.
I remember watching, what's that show, Billions? Have you seen that show on Stan?
Yes, I do.
That was the first time I'd ever heard of somebody that was a non-binary person. And that's not that long ago.
No,
it's everywhere.
It is. That non-binary, Don. Not a choice of two.
Sure, bio is two.
Thank you, Don. So that is it, finally. And George Floyd, the man who... don't bring that up.
Go on.
Oh, no, I didn't. You threw your hands in the air when I said George Floyd. The man who...
Go on, did. I didn't.
The man who was charged with his murder.
Derek Chauvin. He's a piece of shit.
Well, there you are. Two pieces of shit have bitten the dust. George Chauvin.
Derek.
And George Floyd. What's his name?
George Floyd and Derek Chauvin.
Oh, Derek.
Would he Derek, have to go?
Derek
would
and George.
He's given the police forces all around the world a bad name.
Okay, but hang on.
I don't agree.
What's going to happen?
Oh, well, I do agree that he's given him a bad name. But
what's going to happen?
I do agree.
When he gets incarcerated, is he going to go into self-isolation?
I think they have a pen for those type of people.
What type of people?
People that are under security. They've got to be protected from the rest of the inmates.
All right, Don. Well, there you are. He and him. Is that it now? We're going to do sport. And have we got... I know Mick Gatto. You wait till we introduce the man we're going to interview here as our interviewee. This is... You remember how we speak about, Don? We speak about corruption running the world. This, you will not see a better example of corruption, the epitome of corruption, when we speak to this man who's coming in with a colleague to speak about how he's been done over by the government. You won't believe it. But we're going
well,
to
I'd,
do...
Well, a little bit of a footnote. I'll talk to you off air.
Why?
Oh.
Okay. A footnote?
No, come on.
Well, we could have done this 12 months ago, this
interview. We did start it 12 months ago.
We did, but we were thwarted because the person we're about to speak to said he'd be delighted to speak to us, but the case was going before the courts, and he didn't want to jeopardise it. But
thanks, Don.
Since then, it has gone to a new level. It's gone to a new level.
Where's your quiz questions?
Just as a bit of a breaker.
Well, I was told not to.
Oh, what, by Phoebe?
Yeah. How is she?
Well, you know, you speak to her on a daily basis.
I don't know.
Give
come
us
on, finish with
okay,
a question.
Okay, I'll give her one.
Just
excuse me?
Just give us...
Give her a question.
Come on, Don, just to lighten up a bit.
Go to the box.
George
just
Floyd.
Pick a number. You ready? Yep. Here we go. Mm. The Romans were incredibly concerned with fresh breath. Their mouth Mouth wash.
Don,
choice.
See if you can read it again. Start again, Don, please, in case there's a listener
the
out there.
The Romans were incredibly concerned with fresh breath.
Yes.
Their mouth wash. Mouth wash.
Start it again,
shush,
Don.
Shush, go.
No, I want him to read it without
monkey,
making.
A. Monkey blood.
No.
B. Urine.
Oh.
C. Salt water. And D. Breast milk.
Could you repeat the question?
The Romans were incredibly concerned with fresh breath. You bastard.
Go ahead.
You want to trip me up here, dude.
Fresh breath.
Mouthwash.
Just a minute now, Rocket. Just bear with me.
Well, I try.
Don, well, could you repeat the question, please? Go ahead. Have a guess. Go ahead.
Listen.
Come in.
The Romans were incredibly concerned with fresh breath.
Yes.
Their mouth wash of choice was A, monkey blood, B, urine, C, salt water, and D, bread milk. Breast milk. Breast milk.
Could you repeat the question again?
My eyes watered over.
John.
I couldn't see the...
Could you repeat the question
no,
again?
I'm not.
Read it out without making a mistake.
I want the answer.
I want you
Come
to
on,
do
Mel
it.
Walden, you can get this out.
What's yours?
It's obviously urine.
It's not urine. It's breath.
Okay. Yep. A, monkey blood. B, urine. C, salt water. Or D, breast milk.
Breast milk. Mouth wash.
Salt water for mine. Salt I still
water.
Use salt
Urine
water.
Urine for me.
I still use salt water
you
to gargle.
You can't give answers when you know. You can see the
Can't see it.
Why not?
Answer is B, urine. They used to gargle with urine.
That's right. I do it every day. I do it myself.
Is it your own?
What?
Is it yours?
It's a very good question, Rocket. He said, is it your own? No, sometimes I go next door and say, you wouldn't mind pissing in my mouth, would you? I want to gargle. Had tremendous success with it.